From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on the London subway that has been claimed by the Islamic State. It was among a number of terror attacks this year, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
The Islamic State said it was an improvised explosive device used at Parsons Green subway station on Friday. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. It remarks made at a speech before the military personnel and their families outside of Washington. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat, he says, to international peace. And at the UN, the Security Council met about all of this behind closed doors. This is VOA News. Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that they see that they can work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. Large-scale joint Russia-Belarus military drill has kicked off. VOA's Steve Miller reporting.
Video published showed paratroopers in the Pskov region who, according to the drill scenario, were fighting armed groups that illegally crossed into the country. Another video from the Moscow region showed soldiers at an air defense command post. Zapad drills are scheduled to last until September 20th. NATO is closely watching the exercises and says they are larger than the 12,700 servicemen Moscow publicized, actually numbering some 100,000 troops and involve firing nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that the exercises are of a purely defensive nature, but NATO officials say the drills will simulate a conflict with the U.S.-led alliance. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th when insurgent attacks police post, killing at least 12. Since then, aid groups have struggled with an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even death. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is a long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed combined with the scale of the latest crisis, unprecedented. U.S. Space Agency's Cassini spacecraft has disintegrated in the skies above the Saturn, that is. It was quite a scene, at least as they received it on radio signals following a remarkable 20 years of journey. Mike Watkins is head of the Space Agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The discoveries that Cassini has made over the past 13 years in orbit have rewritten the textbooks of Saturn, have discovered worlds that could be habitable, and have guaranteed that we will return to that ringed world.
The only spacecraft ever to orbit Saturn, Cassini showed the planet, its rings and moons up close. Perhaps most tantalizing are the ocean worlds unveiled on two of Saturn's many moons. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.